Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, January the 23rd, 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, 32 degrees and light snow in the Marion area. I know a lot of schools on two-hour delays this morning. The roads aren't that bad, though, at this particular point. I was out getting my diet soda this morning. Not too bad out here on Route 95, but I'm not sure what they're like in the county or the side roads. Now let me tell you this. If I sound a little bleary-eyed this morning, it's because I am a little bleary-eyed this morning. Last night, there was a city council meeting. And, I have been covering city council. Matter of fact, it was one of the first things I did when I came into radio in Marion, city council and county commissioners. I've been covering those things now under three different mayors, Jack Kellogg, Scott Scherzer, Bill Collins, and many different city council members for over two decades. And last night, Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, myself were there on behalf of the station. And, that was a very interesting meeting, to say the least. I don't think I've ever seen a meeting like that, and we're going to try to cover the waterfront here this morning in regard to what happened. And we've got some audio tape. We still call it tape in this business, in regard to what happened. I think we're going to hear from some people this morning about what happened. But let me get into this because, it's very hard to describe because there were so many things last night that happened that in a Marion City Council meeting, I had either not seen for quite a long time or maybe ever have seen in the past. So let's just get into this. You picked the right morning to listen. Let me tell you that. If you want to know what's going on, you certainly picked the right morning to listen. Now, here's going to be the problem with part of this. City Council is an open meeting room, and some of this audio is going to be a little difficult to hear, but I'm going to try to step you through it because I think some of it's very important to hear. Now, I was in the front row, so I had the microphone right there in the front row, but again, city council members are not mic'd up for the room, and you get what you get in an open room when you turn on a microphone, but I think you can pretty well get what everybody's saying. Now, let's just get to the first clip here, because there's a lot to go through here, and there's a lot that came out last night, and a lot that needs to be covered, and I think we are going to have some call-ins this morning, and I'd also like to hear from you, the listening audience, once you hear about some of this stuff. But let's get right into it. See, you think you want a show, get yourself a show, because then stuff like this happens. Okay, let's get, and last night, I was at BW3's till, I don't know, it was certainly 11 o'clock or so, trying to sort all this out last night. But and it was another long council meeting. Council meetings start at 6:30. I don't think we got out of there until, I believe it was 9:30 or after. So another three-hour meeting. Okay, here's where we're going to start today. At some point during the meeting last night, now we do not have this on audio, but at some point during the meeting last night, City Councilman Ayers Ratliff brought up to City Auditor Miranda McGinnis that she had not had approval for paying certain things, and that maybe some funds had been misappropriated. Now, I want to use the term allegedly here because I don't know the facts of all this, and I don't think anybody else does either right now. except maybe Ayers and a few other people. So this happens during the meeting. Now, there's not a whole lot of talk in regard to this. But then we get to a point in the meeting, and here's what happened. Now, you got to understand this about city council at this point, or none of this is going to make sense. But city council now has one Democrat, Ayers Ratliff. All the rest of city council is Republican at this point. And five members are new, never have been on council before. So here's what happened. About 2 weeks ago, exactly 2 weeks ago, at the previous city council meeting, committees were being set up for city council by Councilman Mike Neff, because he was elected to do that this term. So he was setting up the committees, and Jason Schauber, councilman, gave some suggestions on what he would like to see happen. Now, during that meeting, those council changes were all approved. Jason wanted to be on a certain committee. Ayers Ratliff wanted to be on a certain committee. Other people were switched around. It was all voted on and approved 2 weeks ago, and that's the way it was. Well, last night, it was brought up, this was not on the agenda, that I can't even really say, because I don't know the answer to this question yet. We'll figure it out as time goes on. But at one point in the meeting, Mr. Neff stands up, and there is a rule where you can go back and relook at these committee changes. And Mr. Neff decided that he did not like the changes that Mr. Schauber had made. Now, I can't say why that was. Now, people gave their thoughts on why that was last night, but I really can't say truthfully, and being a journalist, I'm not going to speculate. I'm just going to let you hear what happened. We're going to pick up this first tape. Now, remember, get as close to your listening device as you can, because some of this is going to be very hard to hear. We've fiddled with the sound last night as best we can to try to get it legible to you. The voices you're going to hear, the deeper voice you're going to hear is Mike Neff. I think you've heard Jason Schauber on this show before. You're going to hear him. You're going to hear Ayers Ratliff, I believe, in this clip. And you'll hear some other committee members, but it's people were talking over each other at one point. I think you'll hear the president of city council at one point. But here's what happened. It was brought up that these committees needed to be changed and that Jason Schauber needed to be taken off of a committee that he had wanted to be on and had been approved 2 weeks earlier. Okay, so we're going to pick this up where the voting process is starting to happen on changing these committee appointments. And this is kind of where last night things started to break down. And I'm going to let this play for a little bit, as long as I think it's relevant. And then I'm going to come back and tell you what happened after this exchange. And then we've got more footage because we came back and did some more with this. So let's start here. This is where the committee assignments are going to be changed. It kind of came out of the blue last night. And I believe the first voice you're going to hear is Mike Neff. Now remember, City Councilman at Large, Mike Neff. Now remember, it's going to be kind of hard to hear. So just some people are louder than others, but I hope you can make this out. Here we go, City Council meeting last night.
Finance didn't change, airport land and building didn't change, job and economic development, public utilities, zoning and annexation.
Change. We reconsidered the motions I made. That's what we're doing. So we're reconsidering legislation and codes. Okay.
Can I make a motion to approve what's in front of us right now, this committee list?
Second.
A committee list? What committee list?
First of all, you have to know how to legislate. Okay? There is a motion to reconsider. We have to act now. You can't make other motions that has nothing to do with the motion to reconsider. Okay. Knowing how to legislate is important.
I got it.
Can we vote reconsider?
Yeah.
Yes, and we're reconsidering Legislation and Codes Committee right now. Who wants to be on it? Apparently no one wants me on it, and I'm fine with that, because I resigned. Three people. Do we need?
You have the floor. I thought he was making a motion.
I'm making a motion per Rule 14 to adopt these committee assignments that are on this page in front of everyone. From everyone in council to the president, clerk, law director, and mayor.
Yeah, again, Madam President, we have to know how to legislate. You have to know the process of what to do.
I'm making a motion to adopt this.
You can't do that right now.
Why can't we do that right now?
You've been on, like you said, this is your fifth year on council. You should know this.
Like I've said, I've been to this is my third organizational meeting. We've never had these discussions ever.
I can't speak for Jason Chauver. I am super offended that, you know, I put myself out there to work on this Legislation and Codes Committee. Mr. Smith himself made a comment when we said that this is going to be a really active committee. He didn't want on it. Well, you did. And so you guys have completely drawn a line in the sand here. Now, I can't speak for anybody else up here, but you have completely, and I knew that this was going to happen when you're 1-8. That was just bound to happen. I didn't know you guys would do it in January. And, you know, and it's also apparent that you guys have already discussed this, which is a violation of the Sunshine Law. So, you know,
I'm being accused of violating the law. That's unacceptable.
Oh, first of all, if you didn't know about
it,
in December, preference sheets were sent out to every single council member, including you, Mr. Ratliff. Every single member on council has received those. That's how these were formulated.
Well, my preference now is to be on none of them, because you want to run the show, run it.
I just want to say that the plea was made in the last meeting by Jason Chauver that he wanted me on Legislation and Codes for the sole reason to bring about change in the zoning code. Am I paraphrasing that correctly, Mr. Chauver?
No.
No? Okay, so what was your reasoning for it then? I don't have access to the meeting. I don't have video access. I don't have the recording to listen to that meeting. So can you paraphrase what?
No, I don't have an answer to you for nothing. You guys made a motion to reconsider. What are we reconsidering? We reconsidered what?
And then we all got these lists in front of us.
You made a motion to reconsider Legislation and Codes.
No, I made a motion to reconsider the committee assignments.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
And the specific changes that you made on 1-8.
Right. Thank you. Glad you clarified that. So that goes to every committee that I made a motion to approve those committee members. And the very first one, like I said 10 minutes ago, was Legislation Codes after I made a plea why I wanted to be on that with who. So right now we should be discussing what three people are on Legislation and Codes, because we're reconsidering that committee assignment.
The majority of them were done separately.
Right.
So you can't do this big blanket motion. We are reconsidering Legislation and Codes.
We blanket motioned all the ones that were on the right last time, but now we can't blanket motion all of these? I think
we did not blanket. We went individually for the most part, and then lumped the last three or four together.
Yep.
So you have to reconsider each one of those.
As we did.
And like I said, if you want to take bold steps, you've got to know how.
Excuse me.
We voted individually on three committees. The rest of them were blanket.
You have a first and a second to approve this.
We have a approved motion to reconsider on the floor. That's what we have.
Then we have to take a vote back on. So I'm going to ask the law director, how should we proceed from here?
Just like I'm telling you. So, the motion to reconsider under Rule 43 has been approved. I think it was 8-0 to reconsider. When the motion to reconsider passes, the question is asked by the president to the council, it's as if the first action is before you again. And so the question to be presented by the president of the council is, shall the codes and regulation, legislation, codes and regulations committee be composed of Mike Neff, Ayers Ratliff, and Jason Schauber? That's the question. Yes or no?
Thank you.
Can I double check with what I, because I thought I heard Mr. Smith put it somewhat differently. I just want to make sure. As far as
he may have, but a reconsideration is whether or not the body wants to have the vote again. And it's specific to the vote that was taken the first time. And the first time the vote was, shall the Legislation, Codes, and Regulations Committee be comprised of Mike Neff, Ayers Ratliff, and Jason Schauber? That passed 2 weeks ago. So it's as if you're voting on that 2 weeks ago and how you would vote today. So the question presented is, shall the Legislation, Codes, and Regulations Committee be composed of Mike Neff, Ayers Ratliff, and Jason Schauber?
So we vote on that.
Yep.
Vote now. Because I am.
Now. We have the first and second. So we have the okay. Let's have the roll call. To reconsider.
Do you believe we had first and second for that specifically?
Yeah, because I think Mr.
We
Smith.
We do have first and second, but I'm not sure they were understanding what they.
By rule, the reconsideration, once it passes, the question that was asked first time is simply asked once again. That's my rule. When the reconsideration passes, the question is just presented once again. Shall the codes committee be comprised of Neff, Schauber, and Rapp?
So are you comfortable, Mr. Neff, with that being your motion?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Smith, are you comfortable with
yes.
Thank you.
So can I ask the person who made the motion what there is specifically you did not want me on that committee for?
No specific reason. I just really wanted to be on legislations and codes, which that was our original intent to begin with, before Jason wanted to change it on the 8th.
Our original intent. Can you clarify and define our?
That was one of my wanted committees.
And once again, we sent preference seats out to every single council member, and that's where this entire list was.
Howard got together in December, made the list, and it did good right on January 1, and now you're mad. You want to do
it. Mr. Chalmers,
just to reiterate.
We need to stop that.
Just to reiterate my historical experience on this council. Pro Tem was elected a month later, 3 weeks later. I got a piece of paper just like this with my committee assignments on. That was my experience with Mr. Ratliff as Pro Tem and Mr. Chalmers Pro Tem. That's how I got my committee assignments. Now, I will remember it would have been my very first day, my very first election. Mr. Ratliff did speak up at the end of the meeting and said, please come to me with assignments that you would like. You did say that at that meeting. I do remember that to this day. But honestly, we never sat and said, okay, let's go over Rule 14 and work out these meetings one by one, work out the committees. I was handed a list.
Now, I'm going to stop that there and kind of tell you essentially what's going on, because I hope you can kind of make this out. Got a little ugly there. What happened was, the accusations that eventually got thrown around there were, is that Ayers Ratliff and Jason Schauber were being taken off of these committees. The accusation came from Jason Schauber. I believe that the Republican Party got together and decided they did not want them on those committees, even though they had approved those 2 weeks earlier. The Republican Party said, Thaddeus Smith last night said, that he just really wanted to be on that committee. So that's essentially what happened there. And at that point, Jason Schauber said he was resigning from all committees. And Ayers Ratliff said the same thing. They didn't want to be on any committees because this had happened. And there was also an accusation by Ayers Ratliff that sunshine laws had been broken by the Republican members of council getting together to do this without letting anybody know, come up with these new committee meetings, members. So that is really what's going on there. Now, what happened after that was there had to be a recess. There had to be a 5-minute recess because the clerk had to go and get the voting sheets from the last meeting to see exactly how things had progressed. So the clerk left, and we had a 5-minute meeting break. Now, in that 5-minute break, City Councilman Jason Schauber stood up and made a comment. Now, I'm not going to say what he said, but he made a comment as he was going out of the room because it was not on the record, and he left the meeting and never came back. And so where we're going to pick this up now is when the meeting resumes, and we'll hear a little bit of this. This is after the committees, it has been decided that the committees are going to change. Jason and Ayers say they don't want to be on any committees. They want to resign. They believe that this is a power play by the Republican Party. And the Republican Party saying no, certain people just wanted to be on committees. So let's pick this back up after the break. Jason Schauber's gone at this point. He's left the meeting. And this is what happened when we came back after the break. And we'll listen to this, and then we've got some more here.
Well, I'm still a little bit lost. So right now we are looking to make a motion to set up the streets and sewers with Sean Barr as a chair, Danny Smith as a vice, and Jason Schauber as a third. Is that where we're at? That's my motion.
Why would you make a motion for somebody who doesn't want to be on the committee and will not serve on it?
That's what I'm going to do.
A blanket statement, I'm not going to say anything else about any of it for the entire rest of the night, is that there was a complete stuff laid out that our auditor's office has been falsifying records. Not one person up here had a word to say.
This has nothing to do with the motion on the floor.
But yet now when we come to committee assignments, they all want to be involved in it. And the big stuff, they haven't worked on at all. This little stuff, this is more of a student council up here than it is a city council. And it's just...
Madam President.
That's enough of the speech.
That's enough.
Mr. Gaff, to be consistent with the last way that we voted, I believe that we need to reconsider the committee as it was established that night.
Right. Yes.
Correct.
To reconsider the Streets and Sewers Committee that was set on January 8th with Sean Barr, Thaddeus Smith, and Aaron Rollins.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve.
This original wording?
Yes.
Need to say. Okay. I have a motion. Is that really good for you? Sorry. We have a motion to reconsider.
There's actually no need for a motion in a second. The question is just presented once again. The question for the council to vote on and will be taken is, shall the streets and sewers be comprised of Barr, Smith, and Rollins?
Thank you.
We're ready to take vote?
Yes.
Mr. Barr?
No.
Mr. Ratliff?
Yes.
Mr. Schauber? Ms. Lang?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Mr. Prater?
Yes.
Mr. Pollack?
No.
And Mr. Neff?
No.
The noes have it by 4-3.
Has to have 5 votes, no matter what, Madam President.
Is it a simple?
It's a five it takes to pass.
I said, don't matter, Schauber.
That's right, because we don't.
So it's 3-4.
So the motion to reconsider has not passed, which leaves streets and sewers. Sean Barr, Chair, Thaddeus Smith, second, and Mr. Rollins.
Actually, Madam President, no. And again, I said I wasn't going to say anything else, but I can't believe how people don't know how to legislate, and they're in these jobs. We did a motion to reconsider, and it passed. Then they did a motion to approve it, and it failed. Now we don't have any committee members. So lead.
I'll make a motion that we comprise the Streets and Sewers Committee of Sean Barr, Thaddeus Smith, and Jason Schaub.
Okay, in the essence of time, we'll stop right there. What basically happened at that point was they made up committees of... They put Jason Schaub on a committee. Now, the reason you didn't hear Jason voting there is because he had left by that point. And I can tell you this... Jason released a statement last night, and I do want to read this statement. This is after he left the meeting. He was kind enough to send this. This is the statement he sent to the law director and clerk of council. And I think this kind of says it all from Jason's opinion. Here's what it says. I resign from all committee assignments I may have. Never in my 13-plus years on council have committee assignments been reconsidered after a unanimous vote on council. It appears that there were sunshine law violations by Mr. Neff, Mrs. Lang, Mr. Pollock, Mr. Smith, Mr. Prater, and Mr. Barr. These individuals are on the record admitting to violating open meeting laws. I will not be a part of any backroom deals that put a political party overdoing what is best for the city. Tonight, the auditor admitted to a misappropriation of funds as well as coding the expense in a way that would hide the payment of an IRS penalty. Not one member of council said anything. The evidence is clear what she did. Nothing but silence. We should have dealt with the auditor immediately, but this council just wanted to play political games by removing myself and Mr. Ratliff from Legislation and Codes Committee with no explanation. The majority of council members made it very clear tonight they have no clue how to legislate or what to do or what is best to do for this city of Marion. Jason Schauber, 3rd Ward City Councilman, Republican, by the way, in case you're keeping score here. Now, after all this happened, by the way, the quote from Ayers Ratliff in that whole thing was, this is a student council, not a city council. So this all happens. The meeting finally ends, and Ayers Ratliff gives me a few words. So this is where we're going to go back to the situation that happened with the auditor earlier in the night, which Ayers Ratliff brought on, and this is where we'll also... let's just hear from Ayers at this particular point, and we'll go from there. So this is 2nd Ward City Councilman Ayers Ratliff after last night's meeting. Scott Spears here for WGH Talk, following tonight's City Council meeting with the 2nd Ward City Councilman Ayers Ratliff. Ayers, there are a few specific questions I want to ask about here tonight, but how would you describe the tenor of this entire meeting?
I don't know. It's long. They're all long anymore. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about every single meeting, and it was another three-hour meeting tonight.
Tonight, City Councilman Jason Schauber, 3rd Ward, walked out during the meeting, during a recess. Do you want to explain to people what happened and what you believe happened during tonight's meeting?
We have a lot of new people on council, and they're all of the same party, and they have band together and said they're going to completely run the show. They're going to have people that know what they're doing, and they're going to oust them out of any leadership roles that they have. And so, it's going to be what it's going to be. People are going to get exactly what they voted for the next 2 years from this city council.
So this is a party issue, not a person issue.
Correct.
Okay. And what was the point in general But taking Jason Schaber off these committees, reconsidering these committee appointments from 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's a longstanding tradition that ever since Jason Schaber stood against the once elected auditor, Robert Landon, the party has washed their hands of him. I'm only going to assume that they put him and me into some positions that the party didn't like. They got reamed for it, and now they have corrected what that they did wrong.
When they, and people can hear this online at some point, but during the meeting, when they were referring to changing these positions, a lot of times they said, R and we. What is that?
Well, what that means is that they all talk in between meetings. And if you have more than, I believe it's three members of council together, you cannot discuss things that you're going to vote on in a public meeting. And it's called the Sunshine Law. And it's blatant and it's evident that is broken on a continuum by at least a group of six here.
What do you do when that happens?
I don't know at this point. I'm 2 minutes out of the meeting, so I haven't had time to really think about that. But, you know, we have bigger issues in this city than who sits on committee. So, you know, that's what I said tonight. I don't have to be on any of them. I can be more effective from the audience than they can sitting on the committee. So, we have such larger issues, and I brought some of them forward to them tonight. And again, none of them ever have a thought on the big stuff.
And let's get to that. Explain kind of in a tin-type fashion what you accuse the auditor of tonight through public information requests, and where should we go from here regarding that?
Well, I mean, it wasn't really accused. I had all the documents in front of me, and she admitted that she paid it, and she admitted that she didn't have authority to pay. So she has paid fines that she was liable for her lack of action in her office. She paid these fines and she coded them as interest. And it completely, she falsified public records and used public money to pay things that is not allowed to be paid. And, you know, her deputy auditor, when I asked in an email, show me the authority you had to pay this, he wrote back, I had no authority. And you were here. She admitted it. She admitted to it all tonight.
So do you believe this is done out of malicious intent or incompetence at this point?
There is no way that you can take a bill that is for, that you will be personally liable for in the end, intentionally type in that it is for interest, and then approve that and think that is done not intentionally. There is no way that you can do that. And on the memo line that she sent to the IRS, she put every quarter that was approved and left off the quarter she paid that was not approved. So there's no way that you can claim that it was not done intentionally.
So at this point, three votes of no confidence in the auditor. It's passed. Miranda McGinnis, she's not resigning. She says she's not going to resign. But where are we going with that?
I don't know. This needs to be looked at by our police chief, by our law director, and by the prosecutor. This goes way further than am I going to resign or not. This is falsification and misuse of public funds.
So this is a criminal matter.
That's what I would say.
So based on all of this, Sunshine Laws, criminal matter with the auditor, we didn't get the mayor's state of the city address. That's postponed at this point. And you even said, I think at one point during the meeting, paraphrasing, that the mayor didn't realize how the legislative system worked here. How's the city of Marion doing right now for people who might be hearing this interview?
Yeah, I mean, the city's going to go along okay. I mean, we have good employees that have worked here for years and years. They are going to carry this council and carry this administration on their back and show up every day and do what that they're supposed to do. It's just like everybody that works in a factory, works in a store, that your management's terrible. And the management of this city is terrible. They have no idea what that they're doing, and they continuously do things just to do them. And I said tonight, this is more like a city, like a student council, than it is a city council. And they, you know, I don't even know what to say about them.
So at this point, this, you believe, was done strictly out of spite because Jason Schaber cited against them in matters regarding former auditor Robert Landon.
Yes, I believe that the supermajority Republicans put the ousted Republican and the lone Democrat into some positions that the party didn't like, and you saw them fix that tonight.
How do you define the Republican Party of Marion right now?
I don't know.
Anything?
It's, you couldn't play it on your radio, so it doesn't really matter.
Bad. Do you believe that Mayor Collins is a part of these decisions?
I have no idea.
Okay. At this point, the final question, because we've been asked a lot about this.
You should get him on your show and ask him.
Yeah, I'll see if he'll come on. We'll keep pressing that issue as the days go along. We'll keep pressing that. Speaking of that particular matter at this time, what's going on with that? That's another issue right now that a lot of people have questions about. We've had the auditor on twice in the last 2 weeks. We had Jason Schaber on in the last 2 weeks. And near as we can tell at this particular point, she was offered a position to leave her current position. A lot of people feel there's a lot of problem with that. No question's ever been asked of Bill Collins about that. I've invited him on many times. I don't know that he's ever spoke about that. Does that just go unanswered at this point?
It has so far.
Is anybody going to ask anything? Are you ever going to ask anything about this?
I don't know. We were in here for three hours. I feel like I talked for two of them. So I don't know.
And just to wrap it all up here, been a long night. But at one point during this meeting, you and Jason both said you're going to resign from all committees. You are on committees as of now, I believe, because that's what they did after Jason left. And you have stayed on some committees, not calling any meetings. Will you resign from all committee appointments?
So they took me off of, they ousted me off of my vice chair of a really active committee and kept me as a chair on a committee that has not met in approximately 4 years. So, you know, why be on that anyway?
So at this point, you're going to resign from all committees, and most likely, until we talk to Jason, that's what he's going to do as well.
I mean, I'm not even on it. It wouldn't do me. I could resign or not from the chair of public utilities because it does not meet.
Well, let me ask you, where do we go from here? From a meeting like this, with everything, accusations, the way it went, where do we go from here?
You know, I don't know. I am the lone Democrat up here, so you would have to ask the Republican majority where they're going to go from here, and they're probably talking about it all together right now.
Oh, there we go. Ayers Ratliff, Second Ward City Councilman. A very animated interview, to be sure. Thank you, Ayers.
Thank you.
All right, and so that happens when the meeting's over. Now, just to keep people in the loop on what's going on, because we are a news show and a lot of things happened last night, at the very end of the meeting last night, we found out some information of something that might be going on in the county that might be of interest to people. So this is a much shorter clip, so I'm going to play this because I think this might be of interest to people as well. So let's play this clip and keep on trucking down the road here this morning.
I knew I had requirements, but I wasn't aware I didn't.
Okay, and then the other thing, just to inform the council, since statutorily the law director is the attorney for the city schools, that the city schools voted to terminate their lease within the sheriff building, whatever that is, and received a letter that the county commissioners are looking to sue the city schools. And just wanted to bring it to everybody's attention, since it's going to take the city's time and resources, since Mark Russell is the attorney for the school as well. So, you know, I'm trying to discuss real business tonight. But again, nobody has a thought on that either.
Why exactly is the county suing the city schools?
Should ask somebody on legislation and codes. I'm not on that anymore.
I'm sure Mr. Spears enjoys your shows.
Okay. Mr. Russell, do you have anything to clarify about that?
No, I'll answer any questions, but Mr. Ratliff's correct. Under 331335, under the ORC, the county prosecutor is actually the attorney for all the county school districts by statute, and the city director of law is the attorney by statute for the city school district. So that's statutory obligation.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Do we have like an actual reasoning as to why are they suing the city schools?
So based on what I know at this point in time, the city school district has leased some amount of square footage at the old GTE building or the on Delaware Avenue. And it had a 3-year term, and it was up during a renewal period, a notification period. And so there's the school district is desiring not, the board chose not to renew. And now it's a question of whether they're obligated to continue in the second 3-year period or not. So that's as much as I know today.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, so they did or did not act at the right time to say, get out of the lease. Is that what you're saying? That there was a
There's
period
a question.
That's the question.
There's a question centered on the renewal period, the notifications of renewal, the board actions to rescind the renewal. The county did send a letter in response to the city school district action indicating, well, they'll just sue the city school district. So the question, I would anticipate on behalf of the city school board communications with the county of Marion to see indeed do they desire to sue the Marion City School District.
Thank you. Yeah.
Russell, I just want to ask, and it's just taking me a minute to catch up with this, but I noticed that Ms. Gabor is the council person that requested reconsideration of streets and sewers, but in reviewing the vote, he was a negative vote. He voted no,
I thought
there were some requirements.
I think any member that wants to challenge that action we took this evening, bring it to the next council meeting, and we can reconsider it instead of going through it all again.
Okay. Just thought I would ask. I just noticed that you were no.
The thing is that it wasn't done proper. I mean, you have to know how to legislate if you're going to do it. That's the...
And that's how the meeting ended last night. We adjourned right after that. But if you didn't hear that, there was a assertion made that the county commissioners might be suing the city school district because the city school district board has voted to terminate their lease in the old Treka building where the sheriff station is. I talked with County Commissioner Mark Davis this morning, and here's what he said. He says, what I can say now is that the county needs and appreciates the monthly lease money paid by city schools at the Executive Drive building. We do not want to lose that income. So that's where we are, and we're down to the final 2 minutes here. Now, does anybody have anything to say in the next 90 seconds they'd like to get in before we go to break? Hopefully, you got a lot of news there, and hopefully, we've caught you up on what's going on. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Does anybody have anything they'd like to say at this point? We are running out of time in this particular segment. I do understand that. But a lot of stuff going on here. Interesting meeting last night, to say the least. And at this point, not really sure where we're going. But I'm sure we will find out as time goes on. A lot of accusations made there. In regard to a lot of people. And the best I can say at this point is I certainly hope everybody could hear those clips as best they could. I know it's difficult because the way we're recording those, but that's showbiz. Guess what? We're coming back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous.